Good morning, it's Friday, October 15th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Overcast with a high of 59 degrees. The evening will be cloudy with an overnight low of 51 degrees. Daytime Saturday might be the only dry part of the weekend, with a high of 67 degrees. Temperatures the rest of the weekend range from the low 50s to the 40s. Governor Jay Inslee is ramping up vaccine requirements in Washington. Starting November 15th. Operators of large events in the state must verify that attendees 12 and older are either fully vaccinated or have a negative COVID-19 test within the past 72 hours. The new requirement will apply to indoor events with 1,000 or more attendees, and outdoor events with more than 10,000 attendees. It covers ticketed or registered events, such as conventions, concerts, sporting events, fairs, theme parks and more. It will not apply to religious services or events held on K-12 school grounds. In Pierce County, requiring proof of vaccine for patrons has been a decision made by individual restaurants and venues so far. As of Thursday morning, the State Department of Health's COVID dashboard showed 59% of the state's total population fully vaccinated. Tacoma police are looking for the suspect in a murder at a motel. A department spokesperson said a warrant was issued for the arrest of 42-year-old Cyrone Newbern. He is wanted in the September 23 murder of Antonio Robinson at a motel on South Hosmer Street. Police said Newbern is transient and is known to frequent that area. Authorities began investigating the death of 35-year-old Robinson after responding to reports of a man shot in the parking lot motel, and found Robinson unresponsive. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office later said he died of multiple gunshot wounds. Those with information can submit tips to Crime Stoppers Tacoma/Pierce County online. Authorities want to find a domestic violence suspect tied to an explosive garage fire in Graham. Pierce County deputies responded to a report Wednesday of a man assaulting his parents and possibly a neighbor. The man barricaded himself inside the garage of the home in the 28,900 block of Meridian Avenue East. The sheriff's department said he cut a hole in the wall and pointed what appeared to be a handgun toward deputies, yelling that he was going to blow the place up. Smoke began coming from the building and deputies heard a small explosion. The suspect then escaped into the woods on a dirt bike. Ammo was heard exploding inside and the homeowner said there were also explosive gas and fireworks in the garage. Deputies, K-9 officers, and an airplane searched the area, but the man left the dirt bike behind and got a ride. A man suspected of robbing 4 Tacoma banks within a week is facing charges. Police arrested the 24-year-old after a months-long investigation into the crimes that happened between April 29 and May 6. Two banks were hit on May 6, a KeyBank branch on South 19th Street, and a Wells Fargo branch on 6th Avenue. He is also accused of robbing two Columbia Bank branches, one on South Union Avenue on May 4th, and another on North 1st Street on April 29th. Prosecutors say the man used notes to demand money from bank tellers. One note partially said, "This is a robbery, remember employee training." Witnesses didn't see a weapon on the suspect. It's unclear how much money was taken. Investigators said they identified the man after a witness saw him get in the backseat of a car after a robbery. The car was registered to a ride-for-hire company. Detectives found a transaction from the robbery date with a pickup address at an apartment complex in the 1100 block of South I Street. Tacoma's historic theaters are officially under new management. The City of Tacoma's venues and events closed an 11-year agreement with venue management company ASM Global this week for $2.4 million. ASM Global was selected through a competitive bid process and is responsible for the day-to-day operations, maintenance, finances and programming of the city-owned Pantages Theater, the Rialto Theater, and the Theater on the Square. This comes after a messy split between the city and nonprofit Tacoma Arts Live, which managed the theaters for more than two decades. Executive Director David Fisher published a public letter in August announcing the nonprofit would not be participating in the bid process and had, quote, lost all trust with city staff. Tacoma Arts Live is now focusing its attention on shows at the Tacoma Armory. Big leaf maple trees are increasingly dying in Washington and across the Pacific Northwest. The culprit? Climate change. That's the conclusion of University of Washington researchers and government agencies who began studying the phenomenon in 2011. Researchers looked at bugs, diseases, fungus and every other enemy on the list of things that usually attack and kill trees. In a paper released earlier this month, lead researchers found that the effects of urbanization and climate change were causing the decline and death of bigleaf maples from British Columbia to California. Bigleaf maples are Washington's biggest broadleaf tree. The tree's green leaves turn yellow in fall, revealing how much of the forest canopy is comprised of the tree. The bigleaf doesn't have nearly the same timber value that Douglas fir, cedar, alder and other species do, but they support a zoo's worth of forest life. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!